William and the Friendly Yeti. In the heart of a whimsically snowy town, there lived a round-cheeked, wide-eyed boy named William, who, at 3 years young, fancied his world of toy trains and cozy blankets. William's wispy hair often danced to the tune of the chilly winter breeze, while his two brothers, the two-year-old Jamie, with his giggly fits and toddling steps, and five-year-old Henry, with his gallant dreams and tireless legs, were adventurers at heart, fearlessly exploring every snowy mound and icicle that adorned their frosty playground. Their home was a marvel. Walls were decked with grand Herculean paintings of Yetis, those mythical creatures that William's family revered like the stars of the night sky. But William? Oh, he shuddered at their snowy footprints, even in tales. One bewildering evening, their father burst through the door, his eyes twinkling brighter than the northern lights. "Behold, dear ones," he bellowed with unfathomable joy, echoing through the corridors. "A guest, the grandest of them all." And there it stood, a ginormous, fluffy, and, dare we say, smiley Yeti. Its fur shimmered like a moonlit glacier, and it had a heartwarming, toothy grin. Jamie whooped with delight, his chubby hands clapping like thunder, while Henry jumped as high as the mountaintops in excitement. The Yeti, with a gentle oafishness, bowed in a dainty display of friendliness, causing the house to rumble with silent laughter. William? Ah, he was petrified like a little snowman frozen in time. Yet, as the Yeti humbly offered a snowy pinecone and olive branch of the frosty forests, William peeked from behind the couch. Slowly, curiously, he approached, the Yeti's soft, sparkling eyes inviting him closer. "Fear not, gentle William," the Yeti spoke in a voice as delicate as snowflakes. "I am but a friend." William's eyes grew rounder, and so, a new friendship began, blooming like spring after a long winter's wait. And so, the once terrifying tales turned into heartening bedtime stories of William and his big, fuzzy friend.